All right, we're going to go on and try to get started here, everyone. I'm John Mason Barnes. I'm chairman of the Water Commission Board here, and I'd like to welcome everyone to our 20th anniversary celebration. It's hard to believe that we're here today, as many years as some of us have worked with this project, that we've been pumping water since May of 2003. It's just hard to believe. There's a lot of people in this room that were here at the when it started, and they're here today, and we're glad to have you with us. We had our difficulties at first, had a large debt hanging over us, low usage at the start, Brent, as you remember how it was, and we went through, and Ms. Sander, we had to work really hard to make this thing work, but since our 13th member Springfield joined a few years ago, we're now averaging about 8 million gallons a day hunt through this plant, and things are going really well. And I can also say that we've always had cooperation with our members. This facility is a model to other places in the Commonwealth, because one of the first regional systems, and we've had great cooperation, though, because if one city or district gets a new plan or a large user, we all reap the benefits of that. So I'd again like to welcome you all here today, and glad you got to come and have a meal with us. And before we go on any further, I do have the special guests. The Ferris family's here, Ms. Joan, Jessica Campbell, Jackson, and Jalen, they're here. And we had a resolution that we wanted to present to them for Mr. John Ferris. I'm going to read this now. He passed away a few weeks ago. Whereas the undersigned directors and associates of the Logan Todd Regional Water Commission wish to express their debt of gratitude for the contributions made by John Ferris towards the success of this regional water system. And whereas John Ferris was a visionary who sought new ways to provide an abundant supply of high-quality water to this city, county, region, and whereas John Ferris was responsible for the formation of the Logan County Water Advisory Committee, which in turn became the Logan Todd Regional Water Commission. Even after the formation of the commission, John continued to provide guidance and support. And whereas John Ferris's leadership helped guide Logan Todd Regional Water Commission away from the short-term solutions toward the ambitious generational utility system that it is today. And whereas John Ferris enjoyed the respect and admiration of public officials at local, state, and federal levels, and for his achievements in uniting diverse entities for a common cause. And whereas the citizens of this region have lost a very special person in the passing of John Ferris. And where it is fitting and proper that Logan Todd Regional Water Commission expressed its sincere appreciation to the family of John Ferris for his outstanding service to his fellow man and this body. Now, therefore, in honor of the memory of John Ferris, it is hereby decreed that Logan Todd Regional Water Commission does issue this resolution that a copy be presented to his family, be adopted this 23rd day of May, 2023. And we'd like to thank you. And I'd now like Mr. Arthur Green's going to come up and give our invocation, please.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings of life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity that we have gathered together today to celebrate 20 years of service of water to this region. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of water, and we thank you, Lord, for being our living water. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to bless these communities that are being affected by water through economic development. And Lord, we thank you for all those who are here and not here who had a part in developing this Logan Todd Water Regional Development to its present day. And we look forward, Lord, to the growth that will come in the days to come. We thank you, Lord, for every blessing. We thank you for the food that we've partaken in. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to guide us and direct us, not only in this region, but for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
If you would stand, we'll sing the national anthem. If we've ever needed a blessing in this country, it's today. So let's remember that as we sing this. And if you would like to, join in with us.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
Frank and Sandra. Again, it's good to see everyone out today. Just another great day to be down in Guthrie and in Logan Todd. And at this time, I just want to thank some of our special guests, our sponsors for today that gave financially to help make this day possible. And all of these organizations are a lot more than just that. Most of them we've been doing business with for 20 years and some longer now. And we've always been able to rely on them and call on them anytime we need. I'm going to call out your business name if you're here. I know some of them couldn't make it today, but some have traveled a long ways to be here. I would like you to stand when I call out your name. Cleary Construction, Mr. Dern. Elkton Bank and Trust. Herrick Company. IPS, Integrated Process Solutions, Judy Construction, Kentucky Energy Systems, Mr. Dwight, thank you, McGee Engineering, quite a few of those guys, Nick Kim, Novellus, Penarol Electric, Raymond James, Reuben and Hayes, Strand Associates, several guests, United Southern Bank, and Water Solutions Unlimited. Denver couldn't make it today, and Higgins Insurance. I know Lee, he had to leave already. We thank you again to all of those. And I also want to thank Miss Nancy and Paige and all the water plant staff. It's has worked hard the last few days, and it's turning out great. Before everyone leaves, in the back corner over here, it's a bench set up. We've got some t-shirts, we've got coolers. Feel free to go by and the cups and take one with you. Also, if anybody would like a tour, most of the guys is wearing, our operators is wearing the 20th anniversary shirts. Just get with one of them. They'd be glad to give you a tour. If you hadn't ever seen it, it's something to see. And if you have, we've installed some new equipment, new filters, and be glad to show you around. So, thank you again.
the food good? Food good? Great. That's great. First thing I want to do is ask the members of the board, Logan Todd board, to stand up. Members of the board. It's amazing to go into a meeting with a group that can go in and pass a $1 million budget in 20 minutes. It's amazing. We don't, almost don't have time to eat. So, but we appreciate you all for it. Want to recognize Morgan Alvey. Morgan's representative with Senator McConnell. I'm glad to have her here this morning. Austin Weatherton, along with Lauren Williams and Madison Cunningham, are representing James Comer. Welcome. Senator Mike Wilson was here, and he had to leave earlier. So we appreciate him coming. I don't know whether I'm going to leave out a bunch of people or not. I've gone through my list already. With the exception of a young lady named Noel Thomas. Noel Thomas is sitting. Will you stand up, please? Sitting back in the back. She's our superintendent's wife, and tomorrow is her birthday. Good day. I think I've done everything I'm supposed to do.
I guess that means y'all have to listen to me for a second now. Let me get my cheat sheet out. Thank you again for coming to celebrate 20-year anniversary of Logan Todd. What we're celebrating here today is actually 20 years of this system being in service. But Logan Todd goes back a good long way before that. I am one of a handful of people that was at the original meeting of this organization. I see a few more sprinkled about the crowd, and I won't embarrass you by telling people how old you are. But I attended the meeting in July of 1995, first meeting in Russellville. And proud to say that we've served as the engineer for this organization since its beginning. But I'm also proud of being part of 11 different entities coming together to form one regional system. That's something, a bold and far-reaching effort that I'm not sure a lot of communities could have pulled off. So we're really proud of that here. So it was amazing then, it's unthinkable today, frankly. But anyway, we're sure glad to be a part of that. I used to get asked a lot what in the world we did to get 11 different entities to agree to do something that was now seems pretty sensible. But back then it seemed, my goodness, this is a mountain to climb. I answer that by simply saying that back then we were just too naive to know that it was impossible. And the group just, you know. But I still remember early on when, in one of our very early meetings, our group got together and we talked about building what ultimately would be a $78 million first phase of this project. And then the very next agenda item was discussing where we were going to get the money to buy a roll of stamps so we could send out meeting notices. So it's just one thing after another like that led to this being a reality. But we've come a long way just by setting a goal and continuously working toward that goal. But when it comes down to it, that's how everything's built. You set a goal, you take that first step, then you take the next step. You solve the next problem. You put one brick on top of the last brick, and if you keep at it, you eventually get where you intend to go. Our next speaker has taken that approach to on a much larger scale than we have and has been successful with it. He's probably faced more challenges in his term of office than any governor in my lifetime, but he's calmly met those challenges by just doing what we said, just taking the next step, doing the sensible thing, not stirring up dissension and strife, but just moving forward. And we certainly appreciate that. So ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Governor Andy Beshear.
Thank you all very much. You know, I've had the honor of serving as governor for about 3.5 years, and this is my fourth trip to Guthrie. Two, we came for Novellas, both to cut a ribbon because it meant that people were working. One, to announce a expansion. Today, we flew directly over how that expansion is going. It really exciting for this city, for this region. Thank you. 200 jobs already, 200 folks, hopefully all Kentuckians, already working, and I know many more to come. The other two times, I've been here to celebrate this organization and its good work, so I'm happy you got your money out of this banner. I want to make sure I mention a couple people that are here today. Todd County Judge Executive Todd Mansfield has been incredible to work with through economic development and all these investments. You also have a lot of great mayors that are here, mayors that bought in to this idea of regionalism, which sometimes can be a big challenge. Mayors that I get the honor of working with every single day, making important investments in their communities. We have Elkton Mayor Arthur Green, Adairville Mayor Donna Blake, Auburn Mayor Mike Hughes, Lewisburg Mayor Kathy Stewart, and Russellville Mayor Mark Stratton. Can we give them a big round of applause for all their service? You know, over these past 3.5 years, yes, we have faced challenges. In many ways, it feels like more adversity packed in a shorter period of time than most of us can remember. We faced a pandemic, devastating tornadoes, horrific flooding, a polar plunge, negative 45 degree wind chill in Kentucky. We faced the thunderstorms with tornadoes followed by a historic windstorm. We're dealing with inflation that, while temporary, still tough on our families and even the economic repercussions of a war in Europe. But Kentuckians have faced these challenges just like every challenge we face, and that's together, looking out for one another, living our faith and values, remembering the golden rule says we love our neighbor as ourselves, and the parable of the Good Samaritan says everyone is our neighbor, no ifs, ands, or buts. It shows that when we work together, even in the midst of all these challenges, we can have exciting, celebratory days like today. This afternoon, we're celebrating the legacy and future of the Logan Todd Water Commission. And I didn't come empty-handed. I figure if we're going to be here to celebrate, we need to really celebrate. So we'll be presenting more than $2.4 million in awards from our Cleaner Water Program. The Logan Todd Regional Water Commission does amazing things for this region. In total, the commission supports the well-being of more than 40,000 people. And that support has come in pivotal times. During the drought of 2007, the water supply was abundant enough right here to provide water for crops and livestock. During the ice storm of 2009, by the way, my dad looks at all these weather events and said, well, I had an ice storm. And I look back saying, Dad, we've had two. But during that one, and you remember how tough it was, none of the member utilities were without water, thanks to many of the people who are here today. The commission has been a lifeline for 20 years, and the contracts between the commission and member utilities are in place for another 50 years. This commission embodies the things we teach our children: teamwork, looking out for one another. When you see problems in your community, don't fight or argue about them. Work together to fix them. Treat your neighbor right and plan ahead so you leave things better than you found them. So before we get to today's awards, I'd like to invite up Logan Todd, Regional Water Commission Board Chairman John Barnes, as well as John Walton, my friend, their marketing director, to accept this acclamation celebrating the Commission's 20 years of service. Thanks for everything you have done. Very welcome. Today shows what's possible, and you all being the example, when we come together to work for every family. You know, as governor, I believe my job isn't to move a state to the right or the left, but to move it forward, forward in ways that help all of our people. You all recognized 20 years ago that clean drinking water isn't red or blue, it's not D or R, it's not even a city or a county, right? It's a necessity. It's good for every single family, and by working together, you have provided better service and provided an amazing example, whether it's to Frankfort or to our country, that 13 groups, much less 13 people, can come together for a common cause, work together in harmony for 20 years, and improve the lives of our citizens. Now, that's what we have to do, I think, every day in Frankfort and across the state. Focus on those challenges that every parent's worried about at the end of the night. Things like, do I have a good enough job, one that brings me dignity, security for my family, and opportunity for the next generation? Can I afford to take my kids or my parents to a doctor when they're sick? Do I feel safe in my home and in my community? And are my kids getting the world-class education they deserve? Thank you to all of our public school educators who are here today for everything you all do. I believe that our work, and it is ours, being laser-focused on those concerns is paying off. We're coming off our two best years of job creation in this Commonwealth, and it hasn't even been close. In fact, we announced, about an hour and a half from here, 760 new jobs in Scottsville this morning. We had our best year in 2021, our second best year in 2022, and we will have at least our third best year of job creation in Kentucky's history this year. What that means is we can be the generations that change everything for those that come after. No matter how big our kids dream, they can chase those dreams right here in Kentucky, that we can turn our brain drain into a brain gain. Never to see our talented young people leave where they're from, but instead have other states' talented young people start moving here because the Commonwealth of Kentucky is where it's at. We're coming off a year where last year we had our lowest annual unemployment rate in our history, and last month, we had our lowest monthly unemployment rate in our history. We're coming off the three, and we'll have the four largest budget surpluses in Frankfort that we have ever seen in the largest rainy day fund. And so, folks, going into this next legislative session, I will say we have more than enough money to give our public school educators the raise they need and the raise they deserve. But as you all know, it's more than that. You hear a lot in Frankfort about when we disagree. I know you do. But I have signed 620 bipartisan bills. The things we are doing together on infrastructure, on roads, on bridges, on gas lines, on water. You know, the program that we'll be talking about today is $500 million in grants for clean drinking water all over the Commonwealth. They've gone to every county, so no one has been left out. And it's been our local leaders, judges and mayors that came together and selected those projects. For once, Frankfort not telling you what to do, trusting you that you know what needs to be done and giving you that support that helps you move forward. And you know, we're seeing it pay off in other ways too. Now, last week, something most people didn't see is we got our first bond rating upgrade as a state in 13 years. That means a couple of things. One, it means that borrowing for these projects and projects related to our schools and others is going to be less expensive moving forward. It means that we've been recognized as having an economy that is building faster and better than our surrounding states. And it means that the pensions of every city worker, every state worker, every county worker, every teacher, police officer, firefighter, and social worker are safer than they've been in the last 30 years. And I'm excited to see what's going on in this region, whether it's this county or Logan that we have here with us today. Looking at what's going on in aluminum between Novellus and Logan, the continued investments that pour in. Let me tell you, this is one of the hotter areas of the state where people are looking, Judge could tell you, where we're seeing new opportunities every single day, possibilities that will give your kids and all our kids more options right here at home, and going to bring you a whole bunch of new friends from other places. You know, for the first time in my lifetime, it's all the states around us that are looking at us with envy. They're looking at us and they're saying, Kentucky, how are you doing this? And I'm looking back saying, I'm not telling you. But let me tell you, it's not me, it's us. And I mean that. I can't tell you how many CEOs have called after the tornadoes or the floods. They tuned in to see the devastation, but they saw good people. They saw people sacrificing for one another, helping each other out, water crews traveling across the state to help each other. They have seen people that are willing to push the division out and be there for each other at our darkest times and our times of need. They have seen people of faith and people of values that don't just say it, but live it. And they want to be a part of that. Now, we are excited about where we are as a state, having not just bounced back from the pandemic, because I'm here to tell you, as of today, we have 46,000 more jobs than February of 2020, right before that pandemic hit. We are not just bouncing back, we're moving forward. Just like when tornadoes hit, just like when flooding hits, just like when we deal with those natural disasters, it's not just enough to rebuild. We have to keep marching forward together to build that future that your kids and grandkids deserve in this Commonwealth. So today, we're here to make investments because we believe in these counties and these communities and these cities. We believe that everybody deserves clean drinking water, enough pressure for public safety to fight those fires, and the capacity to bring in more economic development. So we see hundreds of additional jobs coming to these communities. So let's get to it. Today is the next step of this $500 million program that has now provided more reliable drinking water to 88,000 unserved homes in Kentucky and over 4,200 homes that didn't have access to clean drinking water at all. That's something that we have done together, and I think that's a legacy that we can all be proud of in the years to come. So let's start off. Well, we got to start off with our host, the Logan Todd Regional Water Commission, the reason we're here today. To celebrate this occasion, I'm proud to present more than $430,000 to this organization. They're going to be better at explaining this project than I am, but I know that it's going to support a pipe replacement in North Russellville and improvements at the water treatment plant to ensure great service for customers. So, Chairman, Kyle, please accept this check for, I don't want to short you, $433,048. Want to say a little word about how it'll be used?
Well, we're just, we're anxious to get started on this project. We're fixing to get started right away, and it's just going to help us ensure in the Logan County area a more reliable pipeline. Keep it moving. Thank you.
Pretty good. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right. Next, for the City of Adairville, we have more than $185,000 to support modifications and improvements at the city's wastewater treatment plant. Mayor Blake, would you please join me to accept this check? Anybody else? Come on up. All right. $185,150.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. We're going to be using this for our water department and also our wastewater because we've got some problems with it, and this is so tremendous to help us with that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right. Next, we have $185,000 for the City of Auburn to support water system upgrades on Wilson Avenue, which will improve service for 19 customers. Mayor Hughes. Come on in. Bring everybody in. You can pass that down. Everybody. That's $1,000. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Very welcome.
This money will go toward improvements on Wilson Avenue. We're replacing lines from 1938. If that means anything to you guys out there that do water for a living, you know that those pipes need to come out of the ground. So that's what we're replacing with these funds, and improving the quality, and improving our water loss, improving everything with these funds. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Next, we have $185,000 for the East Logan Water District to help replace meters near the intersection of Highway 79 and the Russellville Bypass. Would Chairman Dawkins and the whole team please join us to accept this check?
Here we go, come on.
That fly likes me.
Thank you, Governor.
You're very welcome.
We got the rest of our crew.
Come on. We got, everybody can grab a hold of part of $185,000. See, each of us have about 40. Yeah. All right.
Oh, we'll save.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to say a word about the?
Sure.
Please.
Thank you so much, Governor, for bringing this money down. We're going to be using it to expand Highway 79 and to work on meters and to help with water loss. And we appreciate you so much and appreciate the things that are done for our city.
Next, we have a little more than $247,000 for the City of Elkton for sewer plant improvements. Mayor Green, if you'd please join us to accept the check. Do we have Mayor Green? All right, Judge. Oh, there we go. Yeah, absolutely. Come on in. Say a word or two about the project.
Thank you, Mayor, and you talked about cooperation. That's why I got Judge Todd Mansfield up here. He didn't like to be seen with me very often, but we are cooperating together to make improvements in infrastructure, and we certainly appreciate your support and the support of the state and the infrastructure. And this money will be used for us to create some redundancy and creating clean water as it goes back into the streams and into the cycle. So thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Next, we have a little more than $185,000 for the City of Lewisburg for its system-wide meter replacement project. Would Mayor Stewart please join me to accept the check? Just keeps coming. I know why you keep inviting me back. Okay. No, it's however you want it. Here we go. Perfect. All right.
We are going to be replacing all of our meters that we direly needed this money because they all, our whole system needs new meters. So that's what this is going to go for. And I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all. All right. Next, we have $185,000 for the North Logan Water District for meter replacement. Would the team from the Water District please join me to accept the check? Build a crowd if everybody gets a check.
There's 185 grand.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Let's let everybody get in. Come on, guys. There you go. Why don't y'all pass that to the middle? Okay. I don't know if you can hold it. It's yours. There we go. All right. Is that one or two? Is that
okay? Okay. Governor, we thank you for your efforts in procuring these funds for the district and all districts, that all monies you've brought into the county and in the region. This money will be going to replace meters on the district. It's coming in a good time. Our meters are due to be changed out by the end of 2024, so the money's coming at a good time. And just like to say thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you.
Next, we have a little more than $185,000 for the City of Russellville for their water system upgrades that will improve service for about 30 customers and also improve fire protection. So, Mayor Stratton and your group, if you'd please join us to accept this check.
Last time Governor gave us money, I preached a sermon. It got on. He said, I feel like I need to pass the plate. We are truly blessed. Governor, we're blessed to have you. God's truly blessed our city. All of us have infrastructure that we need to work on. All of us have went through times when we were poor, we couldn't even pay attention. So the city of Russellville was one of those. But we have been truly blessed. We used this to work on some water lines, some sewer lines. As everybody here can attest, that started projects, couldn't come at a better time. But again, I thank you, Governor. Most of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for giving us this opportunity today.
Amen.
All right, next, we have more than $185,000 for the South Logan Water Association to help them extend water lines to reach new customers, as well as paint and improve a water tank. So, Chairman Barnes, if you want to come up for one more check.
Yeah, these funds will be, we thank you again for it. These funds will be used. We have a Conroe River crossing that we need to replace. It's about to wash out. And we also, our Shaco tank, we're going to do maintenance on it. So it's coming in a good time. Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, we have more than $433,000 for the Todd County Water District to help staff quickly identify and locate abnormal leaks or line breaks. It's still good. With a team for the Water District, please join me to accept the check.
All right. You want to mention
more? This is going install new valves and master meters in our Logan County service territory to help identify leaks and also for a cellular meter reading project.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I also want to thank our General Assembly. We worked together in a nonpartisan way to do two separate rounds of this funding. We hammered it out together the way that we're supposed to, putting any and every difference or argument or past incident aside and doing the right thing for our people. When we invest $500 million in water and wastewater, there's enough credit to go around to everybody, and we should never do these jobs for the credit. We should be doing it to help the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So I know the Senator was here earlier. He has been real pivotal in getting these dollars out. He has been a good partner in Frankfort, and I'm grateful for him. But I also want to thank your local leaders, because I remember when we first put together this project several years ago, And we talked about needing agreements between judges and mayors. And I remember one of those legislators looking across at me and saying, Andy, if you think state politics is hard, and I looked back and said, yes, I do. They said, I don't know what we're going to see. I'm here to tell you in both rounds, all 120 counties, all 120 judges, and all the mayors they worked with came together, came to agreement, submitted plans, and we got all of it approved. This is how we're supposed to govern. This is how we're supposed to work together. Thank you all for showing us how it's done. God bless.
Thank the governor again, and if he brings checks again, we'll gladly welcome him back here again. So we want to thank him for these funds because they will be, they're well needed, and we'll put them to good use. And I want to welcome each of you again here, and you're welcome to stick around. And if anybody, like Kyle said, if anybody wants to take a tour of the plant and facilities, we'll be glad to show you around. So thank you.